We continue with Mishnah Berurah on Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Chaf Gimel, Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Aval Limdod Bikli HaMiyuchad Lamida V'Lishbach L'Toch Kelev Shalokeach Aser. We stated yesterday that you were allowed to ask your friend to fill up a kli for you, or something of that nature, take it in his kli or your kli. However, you cannot measure it in a kli which is meant for measuring purposes, to fill up, to know exactly how much is there, and then pour it into your own kelim. Because since you are measuring, that is clearly like the way of mekach u'memkar, as one does during the week, which would be prohibited. The Rama says, "V'yesh mekilin lomar dechol she'ena mechavin l'mida l'gamrei shemaita mosif ma'ad shari." The Rama says that there are some that are lenient and say that as long as you are not trying to be exacting your measurement, rather you add a little bit more than the measurement, or you take away some, then that is going to be permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah points out there's no stealing involved there, because everyone knows that sometimes you add a little bit or you take away a little bit. The measurements when buying are never exact. Chena minog pashut, says the Rama, this is the minog limdod b'chli hamiyuchad l'mida v'lishboch l'kelev shelokech. This is what we do on Shabbos if one needs food for Shabbos. Tzarchei Shabbos, they need to buy something, so they go to the person in their home, obviously not in a store. The store is not going to be open. They go to the Jew in their home, and they fill up a kli, which is meant for measuring how much is there. They fill it up a little more, a little less than it's supposed to be, and then they pour it into their own utensil, and they take it home with them. Vodi bar l'chabasamach tam ha-mekilim, will explain later on what the reasoning is. Din halvaz, Shabbos dino kamo b'yom tov. The halachas of halva on Shabbos are the same as Yontif, that we say one should not take a loan on Shabbos because we're afraid you are going to write. Sif beis, mutar lomer l'chaveiro mali l'kli zeh, ulamachar nimdod oso. You are allowed to say to your friend, fill up this kli for me, and tomorrow we'll measure how much it is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to mention the concept of measuring. Even though we have the concept of daber davar, you're allowed to measure mentioning. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe the reason that it is permissible is because it is Tzorech Shabbos, and we saw Tzorech Mitzvah is permitted. We allow Daber Daver, so maybe we'll say the same thing for the Tzorech Hayom. The Rama adds, Avalo Yomar Tein Lemida Plonis. You cannot mention the Mida, the amount that you want, clearly. Sif Gimel. Mutter Lomar L'Chaveiro Tein Li Beitzim V'Agozim B'Minyan. You can say to your friend, give me eggs and nuts the way that one normally counts them. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because this is how a person generally counts eggs and nuts in their home, even if it is not for sale purposes. So since it's not clear that you were doing it for sale purposes, it is going to be permissible to use that lashon. Sif Dalet, Mutar Lomar L'Chavani, Tein Li Arba Beitzim V'Chamish Rimonim. You can say to someone, please give me 4 eggs and 5 pomegranates. Uvavachelo Yasker L'Shem Damim, Nevelos Chamida, Nevelos Chaminyan. It says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to mention how much money you're paying for it tomorrow, or how much of it the amount is, and the weight, etc. Lomar Harei Sheyesh L'Chabiyadi Chamish Egozim, You can't, count like that. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because then that's the way that Mekach u'Memkar is done, so therefore it is going to be prohibited. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says, V'chein b'schum damim eino aser ela b'ki ha'gavna, she'omer tein li b'kach v'kach damim v'yelecha b'yadi kach v'kach. Avlav ha'chishari. He says, the Rama, you're just not allowed to say, I'll give you this, and you give me that, because that is clearly Mekach u'Memkar. But mentioning an amount of money or mentioning an amount that you are taking, just mentioning it and not saying this for that, that is permissible. The Rama says the same thing is true with an amount. You're always allowed to mention it as long as you don't say this for that, this for that.